It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
News update from Game Time Decisions.
News. Thank you very much, Yang. Hey, sports fans, Cam Stewart is on the grid. News and betting update. If you want that edge, Cappers, you got to get on the grid. We saw this one coming. The hammer has finally fallen. The Knicks have fired head coach David Fizdale today. New York also dismissed assistant coach Keith Smart after New York's latest defeat. Knicks coach Fizdale called the team's effort sickening, while current Knicks assistants Mike Miller and Pat Sullivan are candidates to take over on an interim basis. This comes just hours after Fizdale led the Knicks in a morning practice, saying he wasn't concerned about whether he would be dismissed by the club. Fizdale's tenure ends partway through his second season with New York. He leaves with a 21-83 record that gives him a 202 winning percentage, the lowest for any coach in Knicks history. They're currently coming off two brutal consecutive 37-plus point losses and have lost 8 games in a row. They sit at 4-18 and are on track for a 6th straight 50-loss season. The New Orleans Pelicans have expressed caution throughout Zion Williamson's rehab from his knee injury. They won't change when the rookie phenom makes his long-awaited NBA debut, according to the Pels VP of Basketball Ops, David Griffin. Quote, he'll likely not be asked to take a pounding on back-to-backs initially, said Griffin on the team's broadcast Thursday night. The number one overall pick has yet to play a game so far in the NBA after undergoing surgery to repair a torn lateral meniscus suffered during the Pelicans' second last preseason game. Zion was originally given a 6 to 8 week recovery timetable, but it's definitely going to be a hell of a lot longer than that. New Orleans, they sit second in the Western Conference with a 6-16 record. Games and betting lines tonight, we got a trio at 7 o'clock. Orlando -3.5 at Cleveland, 210. Indiana laying 2 at Detroit. 212 is your total there. Brooklyn -3.5 at Charlotte, 218.5. 4 more at 8 o'clock. Good one here. Denver and Boston. Celtics -3.5, 205.5. Golden State and Chicago, the Bulls favorites, -4.5, 214. Washington and Miami Heat laying 9.5, 231 is your total. Minnesota at Oklahoma City Thunder -4. 219.5, 830 action. Sacramento at San Antonio, the Spurs, they're 4.5 point favorites. 216 is your total, 1030. Lakers -4 at Portland, 225. Top 25 NCAA hoops, early one, guys. So remember, 6:30 start time here. Iowa at #4, Michigan. Wolverines -6.5, 143.5 the total in that game. At 7 o'clock, we got #10 Duke laying 7.5 at Virginia Tech, 143.5. At 9 o'clock, Pitt at #1, Louisville. Cardinals -12, total 129.5. Jason Garrett is the Dallas Cowboys coach for now, but the organization already flirting with potential replacements. The Cowboys have, quote, have a very real interest in Urban Meyer, and team president Stephen Jones recently spoke with the former Ohio State coach, according to the NFL Network's Jimmy Slater. Slater added that Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley is still a strong candidate to take over from Garrett as well, who's in the final year of his contract with Dallas. Clemson coordinator Tony Elliott also on the list of candidates. The 6-7 Cowboys now have dropped 3 in a row and still have a chance to make the playoffs due to the weakness of the NFC East, or we could call it the NFC Least. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, also on his local radio show today, did a lot of cursing and cussing when he came time for the Cowboys, and he is not happy after they laid their most recent egg in the Windy City against the Bears last night. Pathetic performance. The Indianapolis Colts have signed tight end Jack Doyle to a 3-year extension today. Doyle has started 12 games for the Colts, amassing 36 catches for 377 yards and 4 touchdowns. Adam Thielen listed as doubtful with a hammy injury on this week's injury report. If he doesn't play, he'll miss a 4 straight game for the Vikings. Injury news for the Jets. Running back Le'Veon Bell is fighting an illness. He's questionable to play Sunday versus the Miami Dolphins. He missed his second straight practice today. Also, Jets safety Jamal Adams also missed practice for a 3rd straight day. He is questionable for week 14 versus Miami. NCAA Pac-12 championship game from Levi Stadium in Santa Clara. Number 13, Oregon at number 5, Utah. Utah laying 6.5, total 45.5. Penn State assigned coach James Franklin to a new 6-year contract that runs through 2025. Indiana, they've inked football coach Tom Allen on a 7-year deal. Baseball, the Nationals have re-signed free agent infielder Howie Kendrick on a 1-year, $6.5 million deal. And the New York Mets have re-signed free agent reliever Brad Brock. And Minnesota Twins, they've agreed on a one-year $4.25 million contract with catcher Alex Avila. NHL action tonight. Chicago, all 7 o'clock starts here. Chicago at Jersey, Devils -135, 6.5. Montreal at the Rangers. Rangers -115, 6.5. Arizona is at Pittsburgh. Pens laying 75 cents, 5.5 is your total. 9 o'clock, LA at Edmonton. Oilers -176. And at 10 o'clock, Washington laying 50 cents at Anaheim. Total 6 on the grid. On the links, Gary Woodland has retaken the lead at -13 after 3 rounds of the Hero Challenge in Bahamas. But man, guys are lingering. Henrik Stenson one shot back at -12. Tiger Woods and Justin Thomas just 2 off the pace at -11. I'm Cam Stewart, Gabe Maurizio's Red Heat and Rage Radio. Gabe's at the New York City downtown studio today. We'll talk to our buddy Babano and break down all the betting games and cards for tonight. So stick around, everybody. Red Heat and Rage is on Sports Grid, and it's coming up next.
All you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Get on the Grand Sports Grid. I am Maurizio. We're throwing it down here at Studio 34 on this Friday evening. It's Championship Friday. Pac-12 Championship action will kick off in about 3 hours' time. We've got pretty big consequences for this football game as well. The Utah Utes potentially playing for a berth in the college football playoff. And the Ducks are playing for the Pac-12 Championship and a berth in a Rose Bowl. So we're going to tell you why over the next couple of hours that, but Utah need it more and want it more. Why that's like a stupid thing to say. The Raging Redhead Cam Stewart would never say anything stupid. What's going on, Cam?
I don't know about that, Gabe. I've said some stupid things before, but yes, both teams do need it. I hate that too. Utah got to win. Style points. Got to get into the championship. Well, the Oregon Ducks want to win too. So yeah, that when people say, yeah, this team needs it more than another, I don't really believe it. Oregon obviously was the favorites at the start of the year. So that would close out the season if they can, you know, get an upset win over Utah and knock them out of potentially playing in the Final Four there. I think that would be big enough for them. It should be a great football game. I hear there's weather going to be in Santa Clara, a little bit of wind and rain. And two things these teams do is stop the run. Utah is one of the best in the nation, only giving up just over 50 yards on the ground. And Oregon's very good too, Gabe. So I don't really like it. You look at those totals at 46.5 in a college game, but points are going to be at a premium, I think, tonight. I see a lot of defense.
No, I think this game gets there, Cam. Although I also thought last night would be an under. We all know I never win when I bet on unders, and add last night to the list. Last night we took a little bit of a bump. The account hit a speed bump last night. And you know the game that really did me in? The football game, whatever, we're on the wrong side of it, is what it is. We played an in-game prop, fell short. It is what it is. The Raptor game got me. Pascal Siakam, bro. I had over 24.5 points. He got stuck on 24 midway through the third quarter. I'm watching the football. I'm like, well, at least I'm going to hit the Siakam prop. I don't hit the Siakam prop. The game stays under the number by like just a couple of points. The Raptors, you know, listen, I thought I was going to go 2-1 in the game, Cam. I'm like, all right, the Raptors are going to lose, but I'm going to go over and Siakam's going to hit. You know, we split on the ice in hockey, you know, but when it was all said and done, you know, we took a little bit of a, Kruger Industries said at the company party, Cam, at the end of the year, boy, we really took it on the chin this year.
I feel the exact same way. Too much money on Dallas. Another lesson. I did pretty good in hockey. Got to balance out the bets. I don't know why I bet so much on football. It's stupid. Bet the same on everything.
I'm putting everything I have tonight on the football game, so we're all in. Let's go. I've been waiting for this game. It's Football Friday. Hip Hop Friday.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Rolling Hip Hop Friday, and even though the Brooklyn Nets pimp the notorious B.I.G. Colors, he actually was a Knick fan, and the Knicks make it official. It's funny because I just went on a rant about this like last night. Like nobody really talks about the Knicks even that much. They've been buried so much. There's a lot of stuff going on in the sports world, but I was talking about Jason Garrett. We're talking about the Cowboys. And the Knicks are very similar in which they're sort of a behemoth business. They make a ton of money and there's like ultra frustration on a daily basis. People have defended Fizdale. I said he had to go. He had to go. I would have fired him like already, to be honest. I know he's a nice guy and all this type of stuff, but the key, you know, it's one thing if you're losing. But the key is, are the young players getting better? And the answer was no. He's messing with young players. I complained about this last year about Fizdale. Players said, well, you know, the good thing about Fizdale is if you work hard in practice, you know, you can play. He'll put you in the game. But the thing also is, they say about Fizdale, the problem is, you never know what he's going to do. I mean, you know, he had Robinson coming off the bench. He's messed with Knox, even though Knox is going to be a bust. I have my serious concerns about what happened with R.J. Barrett. I mean, he made him a freaking point guard, man, right? Like, the development of the youngsters was not there, and the wins aren't there. And when you have neither, and another thing is, everyone's going to blame Dolan and stuff. Now, it's not Dolan's fault it gets cold in the winter, people, all right? Like, it's not Dolan's fault that the players don't get it. The players tap out. It's very hard to lose by 40 every night in the NBA without not trying, right? Like, if you try, you won't lose by 40. The Knicks aren't trying. He go. Babano is in. Fizdale's out. Babano's in. What's up, yeah. Babano?
Yeah, I guess for David, things fizzled out. In New York with the Knicks for
nice
him.
Lid, Babano.
Nice
wow,
shot.
You're letting it go.
Oh yeah, yeah. I like
what
the pun. I like the pun. Oh, I saw the lid the other night. Actually,
oh, yeah, did yeah, you? Yeah. I haven't seen him in a while. Wow. That looks
look
like he's
that. Yeah. Let's get the camera on Babano here. Look at that dude. Look at that dude.
Everybody
now.
Is absolutely stunned here by this. Oh, I got a haircut last week.
No. But Babano, hold on. The other night you joined us and you had the hair. And it was free-flowing and puffy. you couldn't resist putting the gel in, huh? Like, you didn't have the gel in the other day. Like, you just can't help it.
I know. I like it. Well, it's not completely slicked back right now like it normally is.
It's like a hockey helmet.
It's a great hair. I enjoy it, personally. It's great hair. Great hair.
It's pristine. It's pristine hair. As much as I could call it pristine.
I would say, dude, you're not that like Hispanic chick from that TV show that does all those commercials. Modern Family.
Sophia Vergara.
She's got pristine hair, all right?
Give me this little condition.
She's got pristine hair. Settle down, Babana. I'm baffled, Babana. Like, the other night, he actually looked like younger and stuff. And even Scott Wetzel, people in the chat, everyone was commenting. They were like, oh, look at the do on Babano.
Yeah.
And you said, you went to a barber or a stylist or whatever, and you didn't like it. You were like, I'm not really down with this. But you decided to go with it anyways. And you lasted about 48 hours before you reverted back to your own ways. Like, I guarantee you, next time we see you Tuesday, you're gonna have it all like bro cream down, Babano. Like, Babano, you'll be old and have plenty of time to sit in your local tavern and watch the Hamilton Tiger Cats play with your slick back thinning hair. Like, he's in a rush to do it, Cam. I don't get it. Like, you should be like Colin Kaepernick, have like a wild fro and stuff, Babano.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm an older man before my time. What can I say? Older folks and older gentlemen in Hamilton, what do they like to do? They like to have a few brown pops. They like to go to the Ticat games. Believe
put gel in their hair
every week. Yeah,
Brill cream. Yeah.
Brill cream. You like that cam? Brill cream.
No. We don't use that cheap stuff. We use something a little higher potency than that.
Reminded me of a dude that wrote for the newspaper in Montreal, the Montreal Gazette. He probably still does, actually.
I do not use VO5 hot oil. No, I'll never use that crap.
But this guy, Cam, he covered the horse racing scene, and he covered real estate and, like, the senior scene.
I like this guy.
Yeah, so, like, he was on the horse racing. He was on, like, good deals sort of for seniors. Hey, good apartment complex over here, only $1,200 a month. And he was like, stock options. He did but he didn't pretend to be, it was sort of, he took questions from people. I swear to God, man, I thought the guy was like 70 or something. I met him. He was like Babano. He's like, no, I'm 31. That's my beat. He covers like all the old people stuff. And it used to be an old people restaurant. I used to go there with my grandfather. It's called Murray's.
Good name.
Oh, it's actually a chain. And it was nothing but old people. This soup's too cold. But it was like comfort food, right? It was like simple, like
mashed potatoes.
My grandfather, was a very nice guy. But when it came to his dinner, Cam, you could get a little grumpy,
That's Scottish people. Yeah. They don't like anything.
No, he didn't. Like me and him. Like every Friday, dude, we'd go to Swiss Chalet, me and him.
He wants a good rotisserie.
Exactly. Like he was very particular. Like,
Scottish people don't like things when you mix it up.
Oh,
like,
I told you that story. There was a pea in his potatoes once.
Oh, yeah.
I never seen him so mad. He's like, how the F am I supposed to eat this? There's peas in my potatoes. I'm the same way, man. I hate when I buy food and they put it all together. Like they put the coleslaw in with the fries. Really? It's like, dude. The coleslaw is supposed to be cold. The fries are hot. So you got a grilled cheese fries and coleslaw. It's all mixed. Like, you can't mix it up, man. But, anyways, that's just another gripe. I'm sure Gramps Yang. I don't want to see Yang in a deli when they get his sandwich wrong.
No, they don't want to do that, buddy. Actually, I had a turkey and cheese. And they had, like, coleslaw and, like, bean sprouts in it. I was like, you know what? This is new. I don't mind it, buddy. I bust it down.
Oh, you rolled with it, huh?
I rolled with it, and I bust it down.
I got to tell you, they put bean sprouts and coleslaw on my sandwich. I'm not rolling with it.
I agree.
I mean, it sent me to the bathroom a couple times, but I worked through it, buddy.
Dude, you got to lay off the green beans, bro.
Nah, it's the coleslaw, I think, that did it to me, buddy.
No, coleslaw's good.
We can't pick on the Scots too much. Actually, what's funny is I've watched a few of the soccer matches on TSN this year, and one of my favorite That's actually fun to listen to Stephen Caldwell, who does a lot of the soccer on TSN. I love the Scottish accent.
My grandfather's name is Haggerty. What the hell? Like, I can say whatever the hell I want to say.
I know that guy, Babano. I used to chat with him with that Mississauga indoor team. He was part of the process till the checks kind of got a little bit too small. Get my drift?
He's working on that
Scottish
TSN.
Guy.
Is the
he won't even with work your old for pal, free.
Is what groundskeeper Willie?
Jack.
Sees his parents. All right. So, I don't know. I almost feel like we need a poll question. Should the Babano like take the Brill Cream out of the hair? Go back. Let it flow, Babano. Let it flow.
Puffed
up look like the other night because I did it. I had it poofed a little more the other night. Should be like getting it. This.
I got to tell you too.
Discussion my picks, not my hair.
We need. Well, that's another story. I lost a lot last night. All right, but we need like a woman's opinion. I'm saying, and I say this with all confidence in my heterosexuality, Cab. But I think Babano, I think the ladies would like it better without the gel. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You're not. I'm saying, man. You're not Carrie Fraser.
No, he's getting up there.
You put it there for added sheen, buddy. Added sheen.
Yeah, added sheen says, yeah. I like that. It's a little added sheen.
He's got a good sheen.
Yeah, but we need, like I said, we need a woman's opinion. That's the thing.
It's a good call.
Ours, like, what can I say? I don't even have hair, so.
Yeah, good point.
Like, I can't be giving people advice.
Hair tips, no.
I actually can because I did have hair.
Yeah. That would be like me giving advice to people how to be a millionaire when I'm not one. Not even close.
Well, then. You're in the wrong business. Night. You're selling picks. You better like.
Better start winning.
Yeah. It's the whole point. You got to be trying to make people a millionaire, but better.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with thedailyroto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with thedailyroto.com Optimizer, the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and a whole lot more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. Visit dailyroto.com/dunk to learn more. That's dailyroto.com/dunk. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. And guys, remember, get on the grid. You want that edge. And find us at YouTube at Sports Grid Network, all fantasy and sports wagering all the time, and on Instagram at Sports Grid TV. Now back to Gabe and Babano.
All right, so there's been a little line movement. The game got up to 7. It's down back to 6.5 right now. Total is 45.5 in the Pac-12 championship game. As the college football playoffs, sort of begins now, to be honest. These games sort of are playoff games. The only thing is, it's like real-life college football. The rich are privileged and have an advantage. Everyone else loses, and it's the end of the world. SEC loses, and don't worry, you're still in there, Bill. As LSU, doesn't matter. LSU lose tomorrow, they're still in. Yeah, I think if LSU lost 58-0 tomorrow, they're still in. Yet, you know, that's the thing. And I think Georgia could win the game. Georgia legitimately can win that game outright tomorrow. And then that's going to leave Oklahoma and Utah on the outside. But whatever. Ultimately, really, we all know that, you know, Clemson, Ohio State, you know, to me, the undefeateds, you know, if you've lost, then you can't really bitch after the fact. I will concede that. But I like the Oregon Ducks. I won't even tease it or anything like that. I don't mean tease the game, but I mean prolong it. We've already said it earlier in the day, guys. Babano, the Pac-12 championship game tonight. I like the Ducks, and I should tell, though, people, I don't give a crap that it's going to rain in San Francisco. Big deal. You know, the Utah Utes practice in the freaking snow in the mountains. Meanwhile, the Oregon Ducks, they're the Ducks. Like,
quack, quack, quack,
they live in water. Like, you guys ever watched a game? Like, it's like people have never watched a Duck game before, Cam. Because, yeah, it never rains before in Eugene. Hey, like, I it's say- never raining sideways and windy. And, you're like, people are like, well, Oregon can't deal with that. Oh, yeah, they've never played in windy, rainy conditions before. They live in windy, rainy conditions.
I get it, brother. When I do my updates, I just give the facts of the situation that it's going to be.
I didn't hear the update.
A bit of wind.
I'm not calling you out. I didn't hear the update.
Yeah. No, I just give people the meteorology report, and I'm not a weatherman.
Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's 13-7.
Who knows? No, Gabe, the one thing we do disagree, like, I want to take Oregon as the side. I just think, you know, with these two, I think the defenses are very, very strong. It's a low total. I might bet the under, or I might tease Oregon to the under. That's kind of my opinion. But Babano's our guest. We'll get to his thoughts on the game.
I just want to note the Utah Utes have scored 30 or more points in 10 of their 12 games this year.
They're
not like they don't score. They average 36 points a game. Babano.
Yeah, I'm not going against Utah tonight because, first of all, they need to win. Second of all, they need to, they can, if they want to build a margin and can build a margin, I don't think they'll hesitate to. And I don't like the trajectory of Oregon down the stretch. They're coming off two really poor games by their standards against Arizona State and Oregon State in the Civil War. Justin Herbert, I don't know what's wrong with him. The last couple of weeks, he's been ordinary at best. He's facing the best defense he's played in conference play now. I've got concerns here about Oregon, and we can talk all we want about how Oregon's, you know, Utah relies on their defense, their pedestrian offense. This is one of the better Utah offenses they've had in a long time. Tyler Huntley's been great. A dual threat quarterback, 75% completions, great passer efficiency, 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Zach Moss running the football's been great. The Oregon defense at times has been problematic against physical offensive lines. They're going to see one here in Utah. I didn't want to lay 6.5, but there's no way I could back Oregon. Utah is the team I believe in. They're going to try to extend a margin if they can. The weather, it probably benefits Utah more than Oregon because Oregon relies more on the pass than Utah does. So I've got concerns here about the Ducks. And by the way, this game is a prototypical game as to why I don't know how Albert Hammond made himself a musical millionaire out of the song It Never Rains in California when he's got nothing but lies in his lyrics. I mean, my goodness, It Never Rains in California. Who came up with that? He had a huge hit off that song in like the 70s. But nevertheless, I'm not going in front of Utah in this game.
Quite a rare reference there. It fell on deaf
sure
ears.
Sure was. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, I was waiting for a punchline.
I love you.
Well, the Bay Area, Southern California. Southern California and Northern California are like two different worlds, right? Never rains in Southern California. Northern California rains all the time.
Rain.
You know, Gabe, that's a good point. I think the title of that song was Southern California specifically. Okay, maybe we'll cut some slack. Don't they warn ya? It pours and it pours.
Yeah, I don't even know the song. I lived in California. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Great.
You study this one, Babana? Like, where'd you come up with this one? But I just said before you came on, they want it more. They need it, whatever. Like honestly, you think the kids on the Ducks, like, don't mind? Like, you think the kids on the Ducks right now are in the locker room thinking, I don't mind if I lose this game tonight? Yeah, I mean, they need it more than us. It's okay if we lose tonight.
I don't think if you're handicapping motivation for these games this weekend, you're doing it all wrong, in my opinion. Oregon still.
You just told us that was your number one point. You said they want it more.
No, I said Utah will look to extend a margin if they're up in this game. Is what I meant. Is definitely what I was getting at. If Utah's leading in this game by 3, by 6, by 7, and they got an opportunity to tack on another touchdown,
they won't do anything stupid to try to like that would cost them the game. Like they're gonna try to win the game, right?
It will, but if
I mean, it's
like
not, they're not playing Kansas, dude. Like, it's not, all right, that's a pick.
But they know, Gabe. They
you just
know
gave me, this is like generic 101, Nova Battle. I expect better. They want it more. They're going to run the score up because they're in the contention.
I have not been thrilled with Oregon for weeks. I mean, they barely beat Washington
State.
They
haven't been playing.
Let's not forget that
weeks
ago in Eugene. Yeah, but again, do I want 6.5, 7 is a steep price. That's why I'm not on Utah tonight. You're not getting a bargain on the Utes.
I will play contrarian to everybody on this. And I'm not the only one. Mark Lawrence is on board. A couple other people are on board with this, but they're both like this stuff. And I've heard it all week about, well, they want it more, and they're playing for more. The Ducks are playing for a Pac-12 championship
and a Rose Bowl game.
That's what college. Yep. That's what college teams play for: conference championships. That was the goal to start the year, and the playoff and all that is cool, but. You know what I mean? They play. The Big Ten spin, the Bo Schembechler speech is about, we're going to win the Big Ten. and we're going to go to the Rose Bowl. That was the whole point. To win the conference. You know, the Ducks can go to the Rose Bowl. They can win the Pac-12. Both teams wants it as much tonight. Is there more at stake for Utah? Yes. We can't be naive and stupid and say, no, there's not more at stake. There's more at stake for Utah. But they both want it as much. Some kid that's on the Ducks couldn't give a crap about the Utah Utes and whether they're going to go to the playoffs or not, right? He's worried about himself. He's trying to get drafted higher. He's trying to win. You know, he's trying to do a lot of different things on the way out here. Going to Los Angeles for the Rose Bowl, go back home. A ton of the Ducks are from L.A. There's a lot of little variables. And I think the pressure, actually, of the Utes, of all this stuff, the pressure is on the Utes. They're the ones that supposedly need to impress the people like Babano. Oh, if they can add points on this and stuff like that. Like if they add another touchdown, the committee will be like, oh, now they're in. Oh, they just ran one more. That cements it. We're putting them in now. They got to win the damn game. I could be way off on this because I am a Ute backer. I like Utah, but I think the pressure is going to get them. And I think this fact that the Ducks aren't the ones with this national spotlight on them will be able to fly under the radar and play their football. But you guys are both right about Justin Herbert. You know, he plays better against average teams, and Utah's anything but an average defense.
And you know what? That's why it's a great game to watch, because you could see this one unfolding. I think the key is we're going to find out what Mario Cristobal is about tonight in this game.
Close it out.
Yeah, they played very poor against Arizona State in that loss. And how that Oregon offense struggled as much as they did in the Civil War against a really bad Oregon State defense was really concerning to me. It's his job to coach these
looking
guys
ahead.
Up.
They were looking ahead to this game, Babano. Yeah,
they could have been. That's possible. But they're not playing their best football entering this game. And this is up to Cristobal to coach a good game out of them tonight. We'll see if he can.
Yeah, Gabe, I didn't really give an opinion of the game. When I think about it, actually, 6.5, 7 points is a lot of points. I think Utah squeaks out a win. I'm not sure if they're going to cover the number. I think they will win the game. I think it's going to be right there. I think the spread actually might be too high for this game, but I do like the under, and that's something that other people probably like the over. I think the defenses will reign tonight. I think there's going to be a lot of problems with both offenses getting points, despite the empirical data that you bring up, especially about Utah and the prolific offense scoring 30-plus like all the time. I just think
10 to 12 games, yeah.
Yeah, Oregon's defense is very good. Utah's defense is superior. They're both two very good defenses. And hell, yeah, to Babano's point, I guess, when you're scoring, not under 20 points against an Oregon State Beaver defense, it's going to be a hell of a lot tougher against Utah. Like, I just see like a 17-14 game, Gabe. I like old school, you know, it's going to be defense. That's just my
like
the
report.
The conditions play into it big time. Rain and wind. I mean, perfect recipe for an under.
Yeah, but it's actually sunny in San Francisco right now, Babano. Like, that's the thing. Like,
is it in Santa Clara?
It's sunny. It's sunny. We had the guy on is doing the damn game on the Pac-12 network, like Yogi Roth this morning. It's sunny there. It's supposed to start raining tonight. They expect it to start about an hour into the game, actually.
Yep.
So, once again, there's just sort of this thing that people think it's like some storm there all day. Right?
Right,
it's
now, mostly cloudy, later scattered showers.
Yeah, mostly cloudy. Ooh, I'm sure the Ducks are scared. Oh, my God, there's clouds in the sky. We're Ducks. We're going to die. All right, we'll continue the breakdown on the other side. I like the over, though, more than the Ducks, actually, guys. I think there'll be points.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRotor.com DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRotor.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRotor.com, where millionaires are made.
I'm not even a Cowboy fan, like I said. Man, that was hard to watch last night. Man, that was bad.
That was brutal.
But terrible.
I don't understand what they do, Gabe. It's hilarious, right? Same MO. Let's go have a nice 8-minute drive versus Buffalo score and do nothing for the rest of the game. Let's do a nice 8-minute drive against Chicago and do nothing for the rest of the game. Wow. What a concept, Dallas.
I don't know what was more brutal, the Cowboys' performance or me leaving Chicago +3 on the table, because I was leaning that way all along and didn't bet it. And I'm pissed.
Cowboys, Babano. They're a bigger story than you.
I don't know. I would say so.
Yeah, we would compare like the scandal of the night. Babano leaves the money on the table. The ego on this guy, Cam.
We leave a lot of money on the table a lot of time. That's life.
All right. So Babano, your official pick on this show. The Utah Utes minus the points.
Yeah, definitely. If you got to bet it, Utah -6.5.
All right, Cam. You're going with the under.
Under. I'm going to go with the under. I lean Utah, and I'm going to tease Utah to the under. Under, Utah to the under. Wow. Gabe, you're on the Ducks. Quack, 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 quack.
I'm really on my own on this. I'm on the Ducks and the over.
Sounds like we all have differences of opinions of this game, because Babano's not taking the under.
Every year is different, but same coaches. They played last year.
10-3.
32-25.
Oh, sorry. I thought about the championship game. Okay. Sorry, Washington.
By the way, I should point out.
32-25 and 41-20 the last 2 years. Last two times they played, it's sailed over the number. What's that, Babano?
They didn't have their starting quarterback or running back, Utah, in that game last year against Oregon, and they still won by 7 as well. It's another
still put 32 up.
Yeah.
One thing with the Ducks, I will admit, listen, the Ducks have always sort of had a propensity to choke in big games, for lack of a better term. Not really, though. Like, if they care, they can play well. Right? Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, in the national title game, they barely lost to Cam Newton. That was a close hell game. It was like 21-19 or 21-20 or something. That was a really close game. But, like, in bowl games, they've rolled over before. Right? You know, their character is a little thin. I'll give you guys that. And, like, Utah definitely have more heart. You know what I mean? Like, the Ducks are a lot of, like, higher recruited guys and more finesse dudes. I can't deny this. The Utah Utes are definitely the more physical team. But the Ducks' defense is better than people talk about, too.
Nobody talks
about the Ducks' defense coming into this game, Cam.
That's why I like the under. I think Utah is going to have hard problems scoring against the Ducks. And conversely, I think the Ducks are going to have a hell of a time scoring against Utah's defense. I think it's going to be an old punch him in the face game, Gabe. I told you, I know points. It looks so
well. If it is, then the underdog could be worth a look at. I mean, it's lower scoring, sure. They could win 20-3, I guess. But
they could, but yeah.
This, by the way, one last thing on this game for me. This has been an impressive 15-year coaching run that Kyle Whittingham's had at Utah. It includes a Sugar Bowl win against Alabama that 1 year, about, 2008, I think that happened. What he's done at this program is remarkable. I mean, you would not think that he would be able to coax this amount of success for the Utah Utes football program in a conference like the Pac-12. He's done it. I'm surprised he stayed there as long as he has and hasn't gone to another job somewhere, but he's done a marvelous job there with this program.
Yeah, he's a great coach. He was.
He is.
He used to be brought up in NFL conversations. Yet, I don't know, he's never really had an interest in leaving, to be honest. You know, Notre Dame popped up once before years ago. Yep. I guess around the Kelly stuff. There's been a few times his name has popped up, but he seems to be pretty content at Utah. He's got a good thing going, and he's happy with life. There's a lot of crazy rumors going on now about Urban Meyer and the Cowboys. That's not going to happen. The stupidest one out there is Peterson. Yeah, because Peterson did such a great job with the Washington Huskies.
What? Peterson? Peterson to the Dallas
Cowboys? He's the new front runner. Yeah, that's the latest rumor. Chris Peterson on the Jerry Jones. Going to interview Chris Peterson. Yeah, you do that, Jerry.
Becoming a vegan. No, that guy's not even on the radar, man.
Like, oh, God. Like, these, yeah. All right.
That's dumb.
All right, Babano. The other ones make sense. You have anything you want to share for tomorrow, Babano, or you want to get into tonight's card right now? Anything on the college football card before we get into the NHL and NBA?
Yeah, we'll rip through them quickly. I laid 6 in the MAC title game with Central, Michigan. Jim McElwain's done a great job. Miami is here a little bit because of smoke and mirrors. They're in a weak East division. Central Michigan had the harder path to get here, and I just think they're the all-around better football team. They have a great offense with Dormady, the quarterback. Jim McElwain's done a great job. They've got the better defense, too. I think Miami's defense has really struggled down the stretch. I think the Chippewas can win that one by 7 or more. You know, Ford Field in Detroit, there should be a decent following coming from Mount Pleasant, you would think, to support the Central Michigan side as well. So I think the Chippewas win that game.
They don't really have any fans, but I hear what you're saying. Like, when you say, like, yeah, their families will be there, but better.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Central Michigan.
And the poor family. I guarantee you, there's going to be someone's brother on Central Michigan that's at the game, and he's going to be watching, like, the Oklahoma-Baylor game on his phone.
It's probably true. The thing is, you'd want to have it at another stadium, but that's even more embarrassing. You'll see the empty, you'll see the, like, 40,000 empty seats or whatever.
What, Ford Field?
Yeah. Then you bring it outside, though, Gabe, and then you got the same type of problem, right? It's even going to look stupider, like, it's just a problem, the MAC championship game. They have it in this big facility, and there's nobody there. You can sit wherever you want.
That's the problem. Oh, yeah. You can stretch your feet out, kick your legs back, kick your feet back, and relax. Yeah.
You know what? Hey, listen, I like the MAC, so I'm not trying to begrudge it. They'll get about 20,000 people or something, I think.
Barely.
Yeah. That's like giving tickets away.
Yes, correct. Yeah, 20,000 if we give them away.
No. Yeah. This is where, like, students are going to get free tickets and correct. There's going to be free shuttles and buses and you know what I mean?
Yes.
This is why, though, it's too bad. And this is the problem. There's economics of football. Like, 2 years ago, the Buffalo Bulls, they needed to win, like, 3 or last 4 games to become bowl eligible. They did. They didn't get invited to a bowl. And basically, they did get invited, but it's like extortion. Like, yep. They were told, listen, unless you can buy 7,500 tickets, 7,500 tickets, we can't invite you to a bowl game. Like, you got to at least bring, like, 8,000 people, right? Yeah, you're playing a stadium. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, all right, this bad team brings 7,500 people. Another team brings 7,500 people. That's 15,000. And then the committee, all right, we'll figure out a way to sell another 15,000 or so. So we'll get 25,000, 30,000 in the stadium so it doesn't look empty, right? It's, you know, it's just it's too bad, though, because a lot of these teams at a MAC, they can't sell tickets to a bowl game.
Exactly.
Yeah, their fans and their students don't have money to go to a bowl game. It's just this
another good point.
Yeah, it's the economics of it. But you're going to lay the points, huh, Babano?
Yeah, I just don't think much of Miami. We'll go through these quickly. I know we got like 10 minutes total. So here we go. Baylor plus the points and the over for me, both side and total in the Big 12 title game. I was reading some interesting stuff out of Matt Rhule this week saying, I think the problem Baylor had in the second half against Oklahoma the first time when Oklahoma came back is they lost their aggressiveness offensively. He was talking about how they ran the football a bit too much. They were a bit too conservative with the play calling and the defense. There was too many three and out. Defense got tired. Oklahoma got going. So it makes me think Baylor's going to try to keep the pedal on the metal and keep scoring this week, which they didn't do the first time they played Oklahoma. I took Baylor in the first meeting. They cashed, even though they blew the big lead. They still covered the number. I'm going to go to the well one more time. I'm not as confident in it this time, but I still not going to trust Oklahoma's defense laying big points, and I do like the over. I think we'll get points. It's going to be in Jerry World. Weather won't be an issue. 65, I think that game goes over. I like Cincy, the Bearcats, against Memphis in the AAC championship game. You think about last week, Cincinnati lost by 10. That game last week against Memphis for Cincy and Luke Fickell, that meant zip. Zero that game. They were already into the title game. Memphis needed that game to get into the title game. Desmond Ritter's going to play, it sounds like. He didn't play last week. He's going to be back here. And you're going to give me that many points with a good Cincy defense, with quarterback back, which should help the offense. And I still don't think Memphis defense is great. They still give up big plays. I think Cincinnati hangs around. They have only lost once by 10 points or more, and that was last week in a game Ritter didn't play, in a game they didn't care about. You know, Cincinnati's been a tough team to beat by margin. I think they hang around against Memphis there. I like the over in Hawaii, Boise State. I've been like the weatherman focusing on this weather report in Boise because they've been talking about rain all week. It doesn't look like it's going to be as bad. Light showers, not as much wind, not bone-chilling cold for the Hawaii kids. Boise State's one weakness on defense is their pass defense. San Jose State threw the ball against them. Hawaii threw the ball against them well. There's been some passing attacks that have done damage. Hawaii can do that with their passing attack, the run and shoot with McDonald and Cordero, their two quarterbacks. Boise's going to score on Hawaii, even with Jalen Henderson at quarterback, filling in for Bachmeyer, who's injured. Boise still moved the ball and put up big points. With the weather looking like it's not going to be as bad in Boise as it was going to be, I think we'll see points there. And the last one I really like is the over in the ACC championship game, over 57 with Virginia and Clemson. Virginia's gone over the total in four straight games. Bryce Perkins and the offense is working, but their defense is getting shredded. I think we need to stop talking like Bronco Mendenhall's got a great defense. They've been ripped apart. Liberty moved the ball against them. Georgia Tech moved the ball big time against them. North Carolina moved the ball against them. Virginia Tech moved the ball against them last week. I think Trevor Lawrence and company are going to hang 40 on this Virginia defense, but Bryce Perkins throws an element at Clemson's defense they haven't faced a lot of this year. Dual threat quarterback. They haven't faced a ton of those this year, Clemson. So I don't think Virginia's getting shut out. I think Clemson gets you 40. Virginia can get you 20, 17, 20, something like that. And it goes over the total tomorrow night, Virginia and Clemson.
Interesting. Yeah, can they score? I mean, on Clemson's That's defense. They've been putting points up. That's a weird game, that game. I kind of get the feeling Clemson wins like 45-10 or something. They just murder them. I mean, Clemson have been slaughtering people. Yeah, there's just there's so many points to lay in this game. The LSU Georgia game, that total is interesting too at 55.5. Like, does Georgia shut them down or does Georgia get into a track meet with them and start trading points, right? It's another tricky one.
Georgia hasn't faced an offense as good as LSU. That's the concern. I know they've got a good defense, and people are using the argument all week long. LSU's not faced a defense like Georgia's. Hold on now. They played Auburn. It's a great defensive front. They've played Alabama. I know the defense not as good this year, but still pretty good at Florida. They've played those three teams, and LSU hung 400 yards or more in all of those games and put up big points in all of those games. I am buying more into Georgia hasn't faced an offense this good than I'm buying into LSU hasn't faced a defense this good. I'm not on that Georgia train tomorrow. I would only lay the points in that game.
Bob Bano with us. All right. All right. Well done, Bob Bano. You blasted through all your college thoughts. Me and Cam will echo we'll share our thoughts for these games later. I'll be on tomorrow live at 3:00. And what time? So 4:00 is the Georgia LSU game. We'll be on during the tail end of the Big 12. And then Georgia LSU into Hawaii, Boise State, Virginia, Clemson, Wisconsin, and Ohio State. All right. So last night, of course, whatever, man. It's my lesson. You believe it? I played a parlay camp. They both lost. Tampa and Boston. Boston haven't lost in forever. Of course, I take them. They end up losing.
Yeah, no, Chicago was...
I hate betting on teams that I hate. That's why I don't like Ohio State tomorrow, even though I think they're going to roll. It just bothers me. Like, they always... I just hate them, and they always screw me somehow. We hit the Islanders, though, last night. We hit the under in the Canadiens Avalanche game. We lost the hockey parlay that we tried. We'll get Babano's thoughts on the NHL on the other side. NHL, NBA, whatever he's got, a game or two. Me and Cam will share our best bets in the 6:00 hour. Game Time Decisions continues. Sports Grid, Pluto TV, Channel 517.
NFL season is now upon us, and you can become the 8th person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups using the DailyRoto.com DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL access with a faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. Enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made.
couple of minutes for a Cavs update. So we have NHL hockey tonight, Arizona at Pittsburgh, -180, 5.5, the Chicago Blackhawks and the New Jersey Devils. Devils with the new coach, same result the other night, -135, 6.5. Montreal Canadiens playing across the street right now. I wanted to go to this game, but it just sort of crept up on us, and here we are. So Montreal and the Rangers, Canadiens are -120, total 6.5. Total feels high there, to be honest. Kings and Oilers. Oilers -165, Kings +140, total is 6. Washington Capitals at the Ducks. Caps -160, total is 6. Anything on the ice you like tonight, Babano?
I like the Bleu Blanc Rouge on the ice tonight, actually. Montreal here against the Rangers. I got away with one with the Rangers last night. I took them against Columbus. They won 3-2. They only won because Georgiev was outstanding in net, 47-19. They got outshot. Montreal is starting to turn their game around. Okay, I know they're only 1-3 their last four, but they could have beat Philly. They could have beat Boston. They did beat the Islanders. I thought it was a game effort from them last night against a really good Colorado team with a first-time starter in net and Caden Primo. They still almost came back and to tie that game. They fell short 3-2. I think Montreal shows up tonight. If you remember, this game should be circled on Claude Julien's team's calendar. They blew a 4-0 lead to the Rangers in the middle of that ugly losing streak and lost 6-5 to New York a few weeks ago at the Bell Center. I think Montreal gets them tonight. I think they show up. Price is back in net. I think they come out, play with purpose, get the win.
I like it, Babano. I'm on Montreal, too. I had the Rangers last night as well. Montreal wins tonight.
And Georgiev's in net tonight, Cam, again, but I don't like that because he faced a heavy workload, lots of shots last night. I am willing to – I'm pretty confident he's not going to be anywhere near as sharp tonight. Let's put it that way.
Total 6.5.
Yeah, only look under the total. David Quinn's preaching defense with the Rangers. Yeah. And I think Montreal, same with Julien. Julien's saying we got to play better defensively. They're starting to look that way. They've played unders in 3 straight games now, the Canadiens, or 6 goals or less. So I think it could stay under that game.
Ian Cameron, Babano. Find him on Twitter at Babano. Thanks, Babano.
All right, guys. Good luck this weekend. See ya. Have a good weekend.
Major Redhead Cam Stewart's going to get us caught up to date, and then me and Cam will flow through the board here this evening. Get on the grid, Sports Grid.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.